Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is going on, Charlotte Hornets fans? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast, a part of the Believe Podcast Network. I am your host, Darian Thomas, and I've already recorded one episode earlier today to release tomorrow. So by today is March 28th. It's a Tuesday. I recorded an episode before the game tonight to put out Wednesday 29th when you'll be hearing that. But then the Charlotte Hornets played a heck of a game against the OKC Thunder on the road. So I had to talk about it. So you will be getting two episodes this fine Wednesday. I'm not going to make this long just because I have that other 20-minute, I think it is, long episode. But like I said, that was before this, and I just felt like I would be doing you a disservice if I did not talk about this game. So really, I'm just going to break down the stats just in case you missed the game, and I really want to hear your thoughts. So make sure you sound off in the comments or wherever you're listening to this podcast. Like I said, if you anytime want to just talk Hornets basketball with me, follow me on Twitter at TruzzBuzz, TruzzBuzz, and we can talk about the Hornets all day if you want, because it's one of my favorite things to do. But before we get in that, real quick, I want to tell you that this podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Use the code in the description below, and make sure you bet responsibly. So let's go ahead and talk about it. So the Charlotte Hornets had a heck of a game against the OKC Thunder. They won 137-134. And the reason this game is so special is because while Shai was out for OKC, everybody else played for them. All their starting players, and they're a playing team they're on the edge of being a playoff team without even having to go through the play-in, because the West is so crazy. But the Charlotte Hornets on our end had everyone out. Everyone you could imagine: LaMelo Ball, Kelly Oubre, Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward, Mark Williams, and Dennis Smith Jr. were all out. Cody Martin as well, if you want to mention that. And so our starting lineup was Théo Maledon, Svi Mykhailiuk, Bryce McGowan, PJ Washington, and Nick Richards. That is what we put out there against the OKC starting lineup, which consisted of Josh Giddey, Isaiah Joe, Lou Dort, Jalen Williams, and Jalen Williams. So Jalen Williams from Santa Clara, and then Jalen Williams from Arkansas. We'll just say it like that. So that's basically their starting lineup. The only person they're missing is Shai, and we're missing everybody. But this team played their butts off tonight. PJ Washington had a career high of 43 points. He shot, because I'm looking at stats now. He shot 16 for 24 from the field. He shot 6 for 7 from the free throw line and 5 for 9 from 3. PJ Washington could not be stopped, and literally he could not be stopped, because when he was able to get to the basket, PJ, you need to work on your dribbling a little more, but that's not what you're here for anyway. But he did struggle a little bit with his dribbling. But when he was able to get to the basket, no one on OKC could stop him. I mean, PJ is strong. I think he's also very agile and just does have a soft touch, and so he was finishing a lot of and ones, and I think PJ just played a terrific game. Also, he has some spot up threes that he was hitting. Just, I think PJ scored all kind of ways tonight. And I mean, I couldn't be more impressed. Some pick and pop opportunities, a pick and roll opportunities, and then just him creating a shot on his own, which is something, you know, he would have to do with this kind of lineup, despite having Théo Maledon, who had 9 assists, is something that is. Oh, and Svi Mykhailiuk had 8. I didn't notice Svi Mykhailiuk had 8. But yeah, PJ Washington played his butt off and really carried his team to this victory. And I mean, everyone played well, but just PJ just exceptionally well. And we can talk about the other guys as well. I mean, like I said, Svi Mykhailiuk, I'm a fan. If I said it on Twitter, if the Hornets have a spot open and Svi Mykhailiuk's not taking anyone's spot, you got to bring him back. I think he's an excellent player. He's already probably our best 3-point shooter, and he just knows the game so well. He can affect the game in so many ways. We don't have too many guys that can affect the game the way he can when they're not scoring. I mean, he had 18 tonight, 6 for 13 from the field, 2 for 5 from 3. So he definitely was doing his fair share of scoring, but he had 3 steals. All his steals led to baskets, and he had 2 blocks as well. And then he's just very instinctive on defense. He's not going to lock anybody up, but he's just a very cerebral player, and I think we need that. I really would like Svi back. I would definitely want to see the numbers, but I definitely would like him back. I think we need him, and hopefully a team that, you know, because I feel like the teams that, you know, in contention could really use excuse me, a guy like him. So they might have the money to take him away from us, considering we got a lot going on with PJ and then rookies on top of that. But see, Mikhailuk, I think we should consider bringing back. Tao Maledon is another guy I wouldn't be mad at. I know he's on a two-way, but he had 19 points, 9 assists, and 4 rebounds. 4 blocks for Tao Maledon. And there were some times where he would literally follow Josh Giddey to the paint. Was it Josh Giddey? I believe it was Josh Giddey. Like, he would guard Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey would get all the way to the basket, and Tao would just block it, especially at the end there, one specifically in the fourth quarter. So I think that Tao Maledon is an excellent player. I think he's a good change of pace. He's a crafty playmaker. And I think that's another reason why this offense scored as many points as they did. Also, OKC's defense isn't all that. They're good for a young team for sure, because young teams typically don't have a good defense, but they're not all that on defense. But Tao Maledon, I think his craftiness really was what helped spark this team's offense. And also PJ going nuclear, but I think Tao just did a really good job of running his offense. V as well. He's not really necessarily, you know, passing guys open or anything like that, but he just knows how to make the right play. And I think that's what led to his 8 assists. Also, Bryce McGowan, I think, looked a lot more comfortable. He had 11 points. You could look at that and be like, oh, well, it's only 11 points, but he just didn't look as timid as he normally does. So shout out to Bryce McGowan's there. Nick Richards had an excellent game, 14 points, 11 rebounds. There was times where I do want him to be a better rim deter, a rim defender, or whatever you want to call it. But I mean, it is what it is. His offensive rebounding ability is insane. It's probably one of the best, I would say. I mean, it just depends who you want to say who's up there for offensive rebounding ability. But I think Nick Richards is a really good offensive rebounder. He had 4 tonight and 7 rebounds and 7 defensive rebounds. So I think that Nick Richards is just going to be a valuable player in this team going forward. So I'm glad we got him locked up for the next 3 years. James Bouknight also made an appearance tonight. And James Bouknight, I think he played pretty decent. I mean, he didn't shoot as well as you would want him to, but 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and he just looked a lot more comfortable. I think all it was, his shot just wasn't falling. That's what it was. I don't think it was anything mental. I don't think that he psyched himself out. I think his shot just wasn't falling. And sometimes that happens, especially for shooters, you know, but shooters shoot. And so I hope that he can just continue to take this momentum and continue playing the way he's been playing as of late, just being aggressive as he is and just finish out the season strong for sure. Kai Jones, excellent, excellent game. He had 12 points, 14 rebounds, which might be his first double-double. I'm not sure. I actually need to look that up. I think Kai Jones is an excellent player. I think he's really can make I think he can really make a print on this team. I think that he can really be a valuable player for this team. I think he just needs to get the basketball IQ part down. It's not that he doesn't know basketball. It's just there's certain things that I feel as though he's just not comfortable doing yet. And that comes from time playing basketball. I mean, let's not forget. I know that, you know, he's been in the league. This is year 2 now, but he played basketball. He didn't start playing basketball till really late. And then also he played at Texas, where sometimes he basically was a small forward. It's just a lot. And I know that, you know, sometimes you can get impatient with him, but I think Kai Jones has come a long way. I think the only thing that I would, you know, talk about with his game specifically tonight is that he had a problem hedging over to protect the basket, and that he was just afraid to leave his guy. But with all these guys freshly new playing on the court together, this is a crazy lineup. I get that he doesn't necessarily, I wouldn't say he doesn't trust his teammates to rotate over, but he just doesn't know that his teammates got his back and will rotate over, because I think the rotations have been very crisp as of late. And I think that's what's led to this team being a top 10 defense since February 10th, which I mentioned in the previous podcast that you will also be listening to hopefully today, earlier today. You'll probably listen to that before you listen to this, unless you just want to see what the Hornets, about the Hornets and OKC. Lastly, I want to talk about is JT Thor, who played 36 minutes. I did not realize he played 36 minutes, but now that I think about it, he was on the floor a lot and he was doing a lot of things. One thing about JT Thor is that we know that his defense is there, and I think he did a really good job. I think there was times he was guarding the roll man on the pick and roll. There was a time he was just guarding the ball handler, and there was times he would still swing out to the wing and guard the corner three. He was doing everything on defense, and that's something we know that JT Thor can do. It was just more so, can his offense be good enough to keep him on the floor? Because his defense definitely will get him on. His defense will get him on the floor. Can his offense keep him on the floor? And tonight it did. He did just that. I mean, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He has an excellent, excellent pass, I believe, to PJ in the paint. I think it was in the third quarter. And I could be wrong, but it was a great pass nonetheless. I think, and it was in traffic, in the paint. It was a good pass. But 1-for-5 from 3, and you're not really mad at 1-for-5 from 3 considering he was 6-for-11 from the field and he played good defense. I mean, you're just not going to be mad at it at all. His plus minus was 3. Kai Jones had a 17 plus minus. That's really good. And then Tail Mata had a 13. So those were, those were the plus minuses for this game. But overall, I think this was a great game. I think Steve Clifford did a good job of just getting these guys hype. I think, you know, one thing I was concerned about is with teams, with everyone missing time, what about guys like Dennis Smith Jr.? He's kind of like the rah-rah guy, you know, on the floor. Him and Kelly Oubre, but Kelly Oubre out, you know. But, I mean, Kelly Oubre still doing his. They show Kelly Oubre every chance they got. He was hyping the guys up on the bench. But Dennis Smith Jr. was doing the same, hyping guys up off the bench. But it was just like, are we really going to miss that with them not being on the floor? And it didn't seem like it. I mean, it seemed like they were just able to, you know, the energy was coming from the bench, and it just helped hype the team. I think PJ also did have like a certain edge to him in this game, especially when he caught fire and just knew he was on fire. So I think this team just overall just did an excellent job of beating a very good team. I think OKC is a very good team. I think they're just a young team. I mean, I feel like you add a year or two of experience to these guys, and we're not having this conversation of would they be in the play-in or would they not, or would they make the playoffs or would they not. It's a very talented team, even without Shay. I think this team's very talented. I mean, you have Josh Giddey, both Jalen Williams. You have Isaiah Joe. You have a lot of guys here. Lou Dort. You just have a lot of guys here that can really make a difference. And I mean, like I said, I think this team is, I think it's a very talented team. So shout out to the Hornets for going on the road and beating this team. I love this. If this is our villain story, then I'm happy for it. But anyway, I really wanted to keep this short because, like I said, I am releasing that other podcast earlier. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure. But yeah, I mean, you're getting 2 podcasts today, so I hope you enjoy that. I'm sorry that this one's shorter. If I probably should have waited maybe to just record the podcast, but I don't like staying up too late because right now it's 11:22, and I've been working on trying to go to bed early because if y'all met me 2-3 months ago, I literally stayed up till 2 every day, even though I had to work, and I wouldn't be doing anything. I would just be sitting on Madden or watching basketball highlights or just watching basketball in general. Or FIFA, I'll be playing that. It's just, I'll be doing everything and just relaxing. I mean, that was my time to relax, but I try to go to bed early now. It's better for you. And I feel better when going to bed early. So those of you who stay up late all the time for no reason like I was, make sure you stay up. Make sure you get your rest. But anyway, that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm glad you tuned in to the Believe in Hornets podcast. Make sure you, like I said, leave 5 stars. Leave a comment on wherever you listen to podcasts. I know most of you listen on Apple Music, and I know you can give this 5 stars. So go ahead and give this 5 stars. Give us a rating. We need that rating. It helps me, it helps Believe, and it helps you, because if you help me, I can help you provide the best content that I can, and that's all I want to do. And let you know, if you get this up, this will become my job, and if this became my job, the content would be insane. So yeah, just go ahead, make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars, and make sure you comment and just let me know anything you want to talk about Charlotte Hornets basketball related. And after that, I'll give a bit adieu, I guess. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.